Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Good evening. Good evening. This is Cece. I am your life coach, your wellness coach, your health coach. And what we're going to be doing today is we're going to talk about releasing negative energy and strategies to do so. Because when we think about self-love strategies, what does that mean? Part of that is understanding what self-love strategies do for you. Self-love strategies are something of a phenomenon that a lot of people don't understand because they don't know how to do it. First of all, there's a wide variety of how to have self-love strategies, but everything is not linear. And then on top of that, as a life coach, wellness coach, health coach, and as well as a divorce coach, it depends on what's going on in your life. And I want you guys to understand that so that we can get into a level of understanding of how that works. Because as, like I said, in my field of study and things like that, and human resources is my regional area of degree. And then as well as business management. But when we talk about real life, a lot of the things that we learn in school are a whole different from what we learn in real life. And when I tell you guys we have to talk about the levels of illuminated light within us that's born with us, a lot of us lose our way as we get a little older. And as we learn different people's different ways of how they conduct their lives and themselves. So I want you guys to understand that. And then as your wellness coach, your health coach, and your divorce coach, and as well as your business coach and mentor, I wanted to make sure we take heart, first of all, and start out the show with some positive energy and I am abundance mindset, and in some affirmations to begin that off, and then work our way towards the other parts of this and our self-love strategies, which is module 4. So with that being said, we talked about this yesterday, a level depth of steps to changing patterns, and then on top of that, how to leave when you know that someone is not emotionally good for you, mentally good for you, or what we call economically good for you, or in your own retrospect, in your own mindset, or you're environmentally not good for you. So when we talk about a level and layer of mindset, we're talking about a level and layer of exercises to get to that point, and then on top of that, to find a level and layer of where do I start from here? Because when we think about self-love, we think about empowering exercises and strategies to help us to survive. And through a painful life experience, or even if it's not painful life experience, there's something to master life. And with that being said, unrequited levels of acceptance or rejection can cause us to change. And then on top of that, a level of loss and things like that can cause us to be different as well. So when we think about what is this teaching for, what is it that people become addicted to? To acceptance, love, and wanting to be in a tribe around other people. But the thing is, your tribe starts with yourself. And I want you guys to understand what I mean by tribe. Your tribe could be family, workplace, or your church, or anything that you go to, or anything that you align to, or your culture, or cultera, or anything that has a level of a group of people who are like-minded with the same mindset, that is your tribe, okay? So when people are like, oh, that's just a cult. No, it's not. Everything has a culture, cultera. And I want you guys to understand the words, and the Latin root word means culture. Culture, cult, cult, and the word itself together are together, used synonymously. So nothing's ever a cult. I want you guys to understand that life, we all have a culture. We all have an environment and what we call cult classic levels of things in our culture, cultera. But with that being said, in our crystals, our illuminated light that we're born with, I want you guys to understand all of that so we can get into the nitty-gritty of the material so that you understand it and we don't get into word salad and wordplay. So with that being said, I want to understand your pain. And I want to understand people who are not in pain, but people who are not functioning at full capacity. Then we think about, why didn't I just walk away from certain things in life? I think in most of our retrospect in life, is most of us don't walk away because we think I have to do this, or this is something I need to do. Because we get what we call, the right word would be, we get groomed to have people around us who change our mindset from what we were born with, what we were downloaded with, what we were programmed with in our DNA and our RNA. So we think about projection and fantasy, and the fantasies that people put onto us and the projections that they put onto us begin to adopt that instead of our own mindset, our own culture, our own cultera, our own thought, our own illuminated crystals, our own illuminated light that we were born with. So we're all born with it, whether you're male, female, cisgender male, cisgender female, or trans, or bisexual, homosexual, heterosexual, all of that, or homosexual. So when we think about all of these things, we think about that projection and the grieving, the loss of all love, and then we look at love as, what is love? Love is unconditional. When love is unkind, that is conditioned. And if love is cruel, then that is conditioned. So that is not unconditional love. So we're all taught from the beginning of innocence that we're supposed to be loved and we're supposed to receive love. Now, whether or not we get it unconditionally is two different things, and that's a whole other barrel of monkeys that we have to talk about later. But let's get into listening to the nuances and the silences of that. And then on top of that, the cycles of grief as we grow and become more experienced in life. So I wanted to go off into that so that we can get to the artful levels of mindfulness and being present in our culture and our cultura and our environment and begin to look at that mentally. And then on top of that, being creative in our surrender of what we are to another person versus who we are to ourselves and not surrendering ourselves 100% to someone until we have a level and layer of what we call groomed trust or intelligent trust between the two people and two parties who understand each other and our like minds are equally yoked is better what the word is called. And then fear is attachment and fear of abandonment and leaving the codependency of wanting acceptance and love from someone who's always going to put conditions on us. We need someone who's going to unconditionally love us, whether it's our work environment, whether it's our culture, our environment at home, or our tribe, whether it's family, or our husbands, or our boyfriends, or dating partners, life partners, what have you, whatever you want to call it. So the invisible man or woman, we think about what is it I desire and what is it I want. And then our needs and wants through expression and words, verbal, physical, and then on top of that, non-physical, non-verbal. And then on top of that, inner writing. And then looking at the technique of elasticity. And the rubber band technique is to not pull ourselves so thin that we snap. So we think about changing those patterns and codependency. So that's why I wanted to go over yesterday's small level of tutorial before we get into this nitty-gritty. So we're going to start with affirmations first so that we can move into the content. So with that being said, we think about the releasing of self-image. And we think about negative energy that we end up absorbing over time because of other people's conditions on us. And when we think about this, what does that mean? We're like, what do you mean? Okay, what it means is that there's a level of belief and affirmations that we all have, and we're all born with that, and we have to learn techniques to continue to maintain that as we meet new people, and then we begin to cultivate a cult classic of what we call, I get to know you, and I get into your culture, your vibe, your energy, and your crystals that you were born with versus mine. So then I begin to have a soul tie with you, and I begin to go and absorb your energy. So when we think about this, we think about the fear cannot hold me back. It's only a feeling. Then we think about I love myself as I am. That is Christos, the illuminated one. That is the natural word in the Greek mythology of Christos, Jesus Christus. So when we think about this, I can master anything I put my mind to. That includes up to mindset and change. And like I told you guys, we're going to be training throughout this year about changing and changing ourselves, changing our mindset, and changing from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset, even through COVID. And when I tell you COVID has altered our mindset, yes, it has. And I will tell you one thing. You can either take COVID as a blessing or you can take it as a lesson or you can take it as a tragedy or a little bit of everything all in one and then think to yourself, how do I go and continue to stay above water? How do I survive? Survival of the fittest. Or is there a sink or swim? So I chose to swim instead of sinking. And let me tell you something. With a negative self-image, most of us cannot survive. But when we have a positive self-image, our crystal self-image, our I am self-image that we were originally born with, we're moving back towards it if we lost our way, which is why when you look in the actual detailed notes that I wrote when I started my presentation platform today, I want you guys to understand how important that is. With that being said, I want you guys to know that in order to succeed, I am prepared to fail. We've all failed at something in life, but a lot of us have a tendency to stay in failure, which is scarcity mindset, scaling to abundance mindset. And what I mean by scaling that is just like scaling business. You got to get to a point that you find the resources and everything that you need to be able to grow and then expand. But you have to remember, if you have enough resources, use what you have before you go get something else. So that's part of business. But we also have to scale that in our regular personal life, professional life, and our marital life. So this is a little bit of marital counseling, business counseling, and also
a level of COVID counseling and finding our way through that energy and creating our crystal illuminated light. And then purging ourselves of negative energy, negative light, and things like that. And, you know, light drives out darkness. So I want you guys to understand all of these different things in this module. And then in this preview that we did yesterday is to be able to understand it from that mindset, but go into it into detail with the strategies. So there we go. So with that being said, I want you guys to know that you may call and check in to our show, which is right here at the number 404-418-5104. You may text 866-727-9323 and then leave your email and also your phone number and your name, and I will put you on our text club so that I can text you whenever we're going to be doing anything to go live. And then on top of that, to let you guys know through email whatever blast that you like so that we can get it out there for you guys to go and check in with me and say, heart, I'm here. So with that being said, you may also do Cash App love offerings for the webinars. I'm not asking for it, but you can do that. That helps us to bring more new content to you guys. And as a wellness coach, life coach, divorce coach, I want to make sure I have fresh and new content every month. And then on top of that, to make sure that you guys are ready, willing, and able to listen, be listening to receive, not to respond, but to come in and have conversations. And eventually, as we have our talk radio expanded on the radio station, that we'll be able to do this. And just kind of like a little bit of a Doogie Howser MD or Aspie Howser MD, but as a level of life coach, wellness coach, health coach, and eventually as your medical doctor, to be able to sit on here as a forensic psychiatrist, psychologist, and help you guys through that and sit on talk radio and talk about it. Because life is what we make it. And let me tell you something. I decided that I wasn't going to wallow in self-pity any further. I was able to sit back in an appointment that I had, and I wanted to share this with you guys, that a lot of the times it's okay to look at mental health, emotional health, and your sanity level when you're going through things. Life can throw so many things at you that you could end up, beep, 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 you got me messed up. Y'all see me. Y'all seen it. We all know it. But at the end of the day, I'm okay with admitting, yeah, I did it. Yeah, I flipped my lid and I went off. But we all have to rid ourselves of that negative self-image if we feel bad about what we did, which means that there's a level of consciousness there. And I want you guys to understand overwokeness versus consciousness. You don't want to be so overwoke that you're just too tuned in to everything. But you want to be conscious enough to understand what you're doing, to be mindful and present. So I want you guys to understand the negative self-image that we all end up with after we've been through some things can cause us a level of grief. And one of my books that I'm writing is about thriving through grief. Because I'll tell you something, it has been rather a rough patch. I wrote two books already, and that's the aftermath of dealing with a narcissist. And then on top of that, one for Motivation Destination, Motivation Team World Online. So you guys can pick those up on teamworld.online, and as well as on IMTC Coaching and Don Diva Coaching as well. And when I tell you that when I wrote those books, it was to help others because, you know, it's no names in it or anything like that, but I want you guys to understand the experience from somebody who's really lived it and lived through levels of soul-crushing, emotional, just battery, and physical, mental breakdown to the point that you're just like, I don't know if I can make it anymore. And when you get to that point, you get a negative self-image and then belief systems that aren't normally yours. That's what I meant by your yatsum crystal, your crystals, your illuminated light gets overshadowed, and you have to go and remove the shadow of your former self of I was to I am. So I wanted to go and share that with you guys so that as I write this final set of books of self-help in this area of grief and, you know, thriving after narcissistic abuse, emotional abuse, and, you know, economic abuse and things like that, sexual abuse. I want you guys to understand that in order for me to have gotten to where I'm at right now, even though I have people who are constantly coming after me, I had to learn to just let it go. And I will tell you, it's easier said than done. It is more than easier said than done because a lot of the times we're thinking, oh, you know, I want revenge. I want to, you know, get back at the person who hurt me or if it's persons, in my case, multiple people, multi-district, multi-state, international. It was a level layer of I wanted to get at everybody. But I'm like, if you bark at every person that throws a rock, you're going to be barking at everybody. And that's where that negative self-image, when people want to chastise you for having righteous feelings. So with that being said, I want to go through these levels of affirmation so you guys begin to feel better and realize that sometimes the gross response is a response to invalidation or what we call intimidation or any level of layer of agents of provocateur and chaos to create a level of disorder in you that you didn't naturally normally have or you weren't born with. So I want you guys to understand that in a medical mindset. And then when your mind is broken, you have to get help. And that way I want to encourage all of you guys who are dealing with mental health or any levels of mental health breakdown or behavioral health breakdown because of something happening that grossly negatively affects you or changes your life, that you begin to look at, I can master this. I can do anything I put my mind to. So when we think about all of this, we think about a level of I'm strong enough to achieve my goals and make my dreams come true. I believe in myself. I believe in the ability to try every day, and I'm proud of the effort that I put in. So when we think about that, that is removing the negative self-image that you might have gotten imposed on you or from invalidation, intimidation, provoking, gaslighting, coercion, or anything else like that of that nature. I want you guys to understand that in that I dare to be myself and I trust my inner voice and will always follow my intuition, whether good or bad, follow my first mind and then continue to go and keep it moving and do what I need to do to build a better self-image instead of a negative self-image. So when we think about this, with each passing day, I grow stronger and continue to move forward and move on with my life. Then on top of that, I can achieve anything that I set my mind to. And when we think about this, we think about, you know, I think I can, I think I can. Remember Schoolhouse Rock when they were like, you know, this is just the bill, you know, all that kind of stuff. And we're all thinking about how we learn all these different things that help us to learn how to be in order. But when our life becomes out of order, out of sequence, out of three cells, out of our illuminated light that we're born with, we're programmed with from birth, our DNA, RNA cells, all that, and we're thinking about all this, over time, when we meet other people, we get away from our actual real true beliefs and we begin to adopt theirs instead of our own. So when we think about this, I dare to be myself to try every day, and I'm proud of the effort that I'm putting in. You have to remind yourself of that. Then you move to each part of this, of I can achieve anything that I do. I am strong. I am capable, and I can win this. I deserve joy. My body is my wisdom and guidance system, and I trust it completely. So when we think about this part, what does that say to you? It means I trust my inner light, my inner intuition, my inner chakras, my whole entire energy. So with that being said, we think about this, I love my body deeply. I love myself joyfully and fully. I will transform my flaws into acceptance and love. So what does that say to you all? What does that say to you all in the levels and layers of love? I choose to honor my strength. I choose to take my weaknesses and turn them into a strength or learn from them. And you need this in beauty. I will treat myself with respect and kindness as I will to others in every situation as best as I can. And if I fall short, I'll pick myself up and I'll brush myself off and I'll start over again. I permit myself to shine like the brightest diamond, and I permit myself to conquer my fears and be greater than I was and go to who I am. So with that being said, that is a level of belief affirmation that help us to get to that level of crystal illuminated one or our inner light or our inner abundance from a scarcity mindset that we learned. And then we have to remove that scarcity. Flip the scale this way up, right side up, and you balance the scale, and you sit there and say to yourself, am I balancing good energy versus bad energy? So with that being said, that's how you scale your life. Just like you would scale your business, but you would scale your life. So when we think about all these different things, we think about the technique of changing our self-talk. So feeling kind of negative or down lately, we have to think about this. Have you ever felt so down, you're just like, oh, bother, oh, well, like Eeyore. So do you find your footsteps lagging? Do you find your energy just deflated when you're around certain people with nothing seemingly overly interesting or things like that? That is a level layer of feeling negative. Then on top of that is a level of grieving and things like that. We all go through stages of grief. And when I wanted to tell you guys what I saw recently was a picture of Derek Jackson's wife. She's so pretty. She dressed up and she looked so good. I was like, you know what? Get back up. Lady, you look good. That is an example of a woman beginning to fall back into her real true self, her illuminated light, her crystals, her yin crystals. That's an example of a woman can be knocked down, but she can get up and look good. She looks good in that blue dress. And when I tell you that, I want you guys to understand, as a woman, I've been through that. And I wanted to get back into the self-talk because we all get into that self-talk, that negative mindset or feeling once we've gone through something. But when it takes a good energy or a level of understanding, it includes up to your spouse. So I wanted to get into this with self-talk because when we think about it, it might be that you've gotten yourself lost in a world of negative self-talk or negative energy or things have happened. It all changes us. So I just want to brush lightly on that so that we can get back into the self-talk so we can use that as a prime example of a woman starting to feel herself and getting into her true Christos, her true light. Just like a man can get to feeling kind of busted and disgusted, lose himself, Have you ever seen it when, I mean, you went from being all in shape and then all of a sudden you've seen the freshman 15, freshman 20, or maybe the freshman 30, and then you're suddenly like, dude, you're kind of letting yourself go. And then he's like, oh, I've been through those things, so I'm going through a bad divorce, I'm going through a bad breakup, or something like that. And you're like, dude, get up. Get your beard right. Get your mustache right. You know, brush your teeth. Get yourself clean up. Get yourself tight and right. So it's the same thing. Men and women go through the same exact thing. Whether you're trans, whether you're bi, whether you're homosexual, heterosexual, we all go through things. So that's why I'm talking about self-talk. Because when you start paying attention to what you're saying to yourself and your thoughts, you wind up being surprised. When tired or burnt out, it's not uncommon to fall into dialogue that grows slowly onto us and programs our mindset and our energy to be lower than what it normally is. So we think about that, it grows more negative. When this happens, it's time to break out of the spiral of depression or situational depression, anxiety, and angst. In that short, it may be a level to change our negative self-talk to positive self-talk. So that's what's going to lead us into the strategy. I want you guys to understand that we've got to better thyself and know thyself, but know also our worth in all of that, and then survive the level of trying to have acceptance and self-love from someone else when we need to give it to ourselves. So that's where we were talking about codependency. So each one of us is designed to learn from each other, but we have to have someone who understands love and loss and the experiences that we have and doesn't take advantage of that in our codependency of acceptance and love. So not all of us are codependent. Some of us love ourselves so much that we don't need anybody. I'm one of them. It's just one of those things that sometimes it even happens to the best of us. When we get knocked down, we just have to get up. And we have to say to ourselves, I love myself. Go look in the mirror and start sprucing ourselves up. Y'all saw me in my bonnet. Y'all saw me in my dog bonnet head wraps. I don't care. Because I have my good days and my bad days. But in that, we are who we have and are currently experiencing as well. Whether we're experiencing insecurity, powerlessness, neediness, love and loss, possessiveness, separation, or post-separation abuse, or abandonment, anxiety, anxiousness, attachment, love sickness, or unrequited love or rejection. You know, different things that happen to us all in our life, whether it's our tribe, whether it's family, whether it's our spouse, whether it's our dating partner, whether it's our environment, whatever it is that causes us grief or suffering or any type of change that we're not used to, because we're all creatures of habit. So when we think about this, if it wasn't for those we're addicted to love or our euphoric feeling when we first fell in love or when we first met someone or when we get around our tribe and we have that euphoric sense of oxytocin or our levels of prefrontal cortex and lobe, we begin to think about, okay, I want that first feeling I felt when I first met you people and things like that. I don't want to be burnt out from y'all or being around y'all. And that can happen with family, that can happen with relationships, it can happen with a job. You have to find a way to get that euphoric high without the same level and required overworking yourself or rising to conditions that others put on you. When we think about the feeling of falling in love or the feeling of a new job or for those experiencing grief like or withdrawal of those different things, then we think about a result of a breakup or breaking up from a job or losing our career or losing our job from a situation or a bad marriage or if you're working with your spouse and things like that and having to be forced to be around someone that things are falling apart and you have to act like everything's okay. Or if you're in a situation of business and, you know, with the economy up and down and things like that with COVID, everybody is feeling some type of way because we're like, okay, I'm going to need my money to get back, right? What's going on? You know, how long COVID's going to last? You know, do y'all have a plan for online schooling? Do you have a plan for, you know, how we're going to deal with this pandemic till we get it together? But luckily, we're seeing the pandemic is starting to work in a good manner, and we're starting to see vaccines being done and testing being done. So where some of us are starting to feel like, oh, yeah, it's going to be all right. We'll just keep ourselves afloat and, you know, can you manage and, you know, economically go figure out what resources are here, what resources are not there, how can I record this resource a little cheaper? You know, we all learn to start thinking from an abundance mindset and from the scarcity mindset. We move from the scarcity mindset to the abundance mindset. We begin to go turn in that light bulb, screw it in a little bit, and we begin to hit our mark, our internal circle, and our light, and begin to shine, and things like that. And we start to say, okay, I know that we're in a stage of recovery. So with that, I'm trying to offer you essential tools and insight and practical things and strategies to help strategically manage yourself as you go along and as you try to go along with whatever life throws at you. I don't think any of us was, like, really ready for COVID. None of us. And I think that the practical levels of exercise and strategy help us to understand that. And then on top of that, with a lot of levels of first comes the pain and the rage against the wound or inflicted wound or environmental or experienced wound, but with the acceptance of the wounds comes the tears of transformation and a natural healing that can be led to love and compassion for ourselves and others and as well as our situations and our environment. And that's by Linda Shearsey Leonard and the Wounded Woman or the Wounded Woman and Man Within. So we're all addicted to a level of success story and things like that, but we never want to do the work that's required. So in this module 4, what we're doing is we're getting into a level of strategy. Part of that is a widely variety of strategies, but not one strategy works for everybody. So with that being said, what's important to understand there's not really an additive process is that you need to shed what we call me-level beliefs and things like that, values and attitudes that you have adopted over time in your experiences to protect yourself in this lifetime, but begin to realize what's negative, what's positive, and what self-talk, self-speak, and other things like that, and what other strategies you need to deploy to be able to get to that level of illuminated light. So with that being said, you may also text us at 866-727-9323 or 404-418-5104 to add your email, your phone number, and then where we can send information to you guys and whatnot, and also to sign up for our newsletter. You may also book your appointments at dondivacoaching.com, imtc.com, imtccoaching.com, and as well as Levels and Depth teamworld.online for children, adolescents, and young adults. And then if you want to go and put things to talkradiodiva.com, you may get through our barcode, and you may be able to do monthly donation, or you may do a level of one time, and that is to talkradiodiva$. And you may also do it on talkradiodiva.com, and that carries our station and also our charitable efforts out in the community at large. So with that being said, let's get back into the content because I really want to make sure that our presentation is good and seamless. So being in a relaxed state of mind is what helps us to keep ourselves together and in perspective and leads us away from an erroneous set of beliefs that we learn. And like I said, we can be termed a level of self-love strategy. So in Module 4, what we're going to do is learn about self-love and books on self-love. Part of this is that there's no shortage of spiritual teachers or gurus. I can tell you guys out there, there's a shared wisdom that comes from self-love. And Krishnamurti, Osha, and Alan Watts, and Sadhguru, and Toll, and Dalai Lama are some of our greatest of those widest works of gurus of self-love and what we call Dharma or what we call chakra learning and energy learning and things like that. So with that, the list goes on. But all of them offer a different perspective in regards to how to love and how to self-love and then on the true source and deal with it directly and personally, professionally, and then on top of that with a civil union, marital, or in domestic partnership or anything of what we call a relationship. But the closest relationship we have is with ourselves, internally, externally, and whatnot. So with that being said, I want you guys to understand one of the modern teachers that is known as Don Miguel Ruiz is a shaman and proponent of Toltec wisdom. I want you guys to understand all of these things that he's written in these books and bestsellers, including the Four Agreement, the Fifth Agreement, and the Voice of Knowledge and the Mastery of Love is a teaching of that. So we think about another powerful speaker of self-love is also Marianne Williamson. Her first book, A Return to Love, is one of the books that we highly recommend in our areas of paradigm coaching, paradigms of light, and then as a major impact to help you begin to cultivate a level of strategy for self-love and self-efficacy. And then on top of that, deploying all the other things that we talked about in the level of growth model, growth mindset, scarcity mindset, moving from that to abundance mindset and illuminated mindset, create those mindsets. So do not feel the need to write 1,000 words in levels and depths of trying to understand it when you begin to write it out in your gratitude journals, your mindfulness journals, things that we'll be putting up today. But I wanted to make sure that we went over this first before I put them online and for sale. And with that being said, I want to make sure that everything that we do is in a good level of pentameter in life. Just one moment, y'all. Hi, baby. How you doing? How's it going? Good to see you. I'm glad you're back. So when I'm telling you that we have a level of, you know, past the self-love, part of that is that we have to love ourselves and we must look at ourselves clearly. That means that we have to do the shadow work, which is what we talked about in the last modules and things like that. Hi. So then we think about doing this is not easy as we think. And then we think about most of the ideas of ourselves is associated with our jobs, our career, our marriages, our relationships, and that means professional, our culture, our environment, and things like that. Just a moment, let me see. Okay, cool. I'm glad you're listening. Good. I'll interact with you through it. I appreciate you being here. So when we think about this, we associate our job with our identity, right? So what happens when you lose a job? Okay. What happens when you get sick and you might have to quit your job? What happens when your life gets altered by crimes that might change you or experiences that might change you or sudden loss in your family? You think about all these different things that change us in our experience. Now you understand what I meant by us originally being downloaded with our own DNA, RNA, and things like that, our own programmatics that we're born with, our crystals, our light, natural. But our light gets shadowed and dimmed by experience. And with that, whether you have good experiences, bad experiences, it shapes us and reprograms our mindset over time. So we become more groomed to other people's conditions. So I wanted us to understand that. So when we think about this, our ideas have nothing to do with reality, whether they're positive or negative. It's what we absorb and what we take from it and our mirroring back of that. And if we take a negative connotation to it, then it begins to be a negative self-talk, self-speak, self-image. So with that being said, mirror gazing is a good way to look at ourselves. So when you guys get in the mirror and you sit there and say to yourself, I love you, what are you telling yourself? You're beautiful. You're smart. You're capable. I am somebody. Okay? So when you think about this, you look at the window of your soul. The mirror is a window of your soul, but it's a direct reflection. So when you think about all of this, you can get a piece of glass and see your own reflection. But even your shadow leaves you when it's dark. So when you think about this, we think about, you might find looking directly into your eyes might be uncomfortable because you're not used to being seeing your window of your soul. So your eyes are the window to your soul. And if your light has been dimmed a bit or you've had experiences that put you in a level of negative light or false thoughts, then your mirror image of yourself is different from what you look in the mirror. So there's a distortion, correct? So when you think about this, try gazing at your own eyes for a few minutes. Look into the mirror and just start to say to yourself, you say to yourself for a few minutes each morning some affirmations of positivity, light, illuminated light, abundance mindset, and begin to go and move from the level of affirmations from negative self-image to positive self-image that we just did just a minute ago. The ones of fear cannot hold me back. It's only a feeling. I can master anything I put my mind to. I am going to change. So when you think about all of these different things, you're thinking about I am in the first mindset and your thought process of how you speak. And how you speak to yourself first is how others are going to speak to you. So you have to think about this. If you're trained to accepting other people's disrespect or crossing the line or boundaries, then guess what? You're not going and using positive beliefs and affirmations. You're using scarcity beliefs, and there's no affirmations in that. It's only negative self-talk, self-speak, or beliefs. So when we think about this, I'm strong, I am capable of winning. And then on top of that, with each passing day, I grow stronger. I am going to continue to move forward. So when we think about that, all my body is my wisdom and guidance system, and I trust it completely. So going back to what we were talking about in Module 4 is that we have to believe in all of that, but we have to do it every day. So whether you have sticky notes that you put on the mirror, and on top of that, after you've already squeezed it, and you're like, okay, I can see my reflection. I look good right there. I'm looking like a snack. You know what I'm saying? You got to tell yourself you look good, and then you got to go and kind of like, remember Mr. Deeds, the movie? Where you saw the dude, and he was up there listening to talk, and he was up there dancing in his office, but he had to get himself amped up ready for his meeting. It's the same exact ideal of being able to go, how do you want it? You know, and you got a ditty bop, and sit there and think to yourself, okay, I got this going on. I'm all right. Okay, I am somebody. So you got to get into that mindset and get yourself amped up in the morning. So when you think about all this, any kind of modality that clears your mind and perceptual or perceptual lens or your mirror lens of who you are, you're staring in that mirror and seeing yourself. And then you think about the self-love and the compassion for others, and you begin to exude what you do for yourself to others. And you begin to understand that not everybody's on the same wavelength as you or the same mindset as you. Okay, that's fine, as long as you go to church and enjoy yourself and, you know, praise God, do what you got to do. I'll see you when you get back if you have to leave early, okay? It's all good. I'll see you when you get back. So when we think about this, any kind of modality and things like that, and we think about self-love and our compassion, when we think about the level of compassion of itself is really a path and a means to self-love, internal and external. So when we think about this, you become more self-loving, you become more compassionate towards others, and you begin to grow. In terms of the shadow self and the former self, we begin to shed the former self and the shadow self, and we begin to shed light. So when we think about this, what you see in others is what you detest, correct? So as it's alive within you, you begin to go and spark that former self, and you begin to understand people from a place of compassion and learning and empathy, and you begin to realize everybody's not where I'm at. So then on top of that, you recognize more clearly because you're used to having them, and your compassion is far greater for the integration of learning. Thanks. I appreciate you for understanding me. Oh, you're welcome, dear heart. No problem. I believe everybody has their own God that they serve, and as long as you're happy, I'm happy for you, and more power to you. So when we think about this, we recognize those levels of clearness and that conciseness for our growth patterns and our abundance mindset and our Christos, Deus and Christum, or our illuminated light. And then we begin to look at our all-seeing eternal circle, all-seeing eye, and shed that light and begin to look at that end of shadow of the form of self, that darkness within us, that devil within us, that emotional level of shadow of our former self, we become more enlightened. So I wanted you guys to understand that from that perspective. And then here's the other thing, discipline and focus. Discipline and focus is a means of self-love. We all get out of the pattern of discipline and focus that we're raised with, and sometimes we're even raised right or halfway right or maybe sometimes not even right. But it depends on how you were raised, and that's what I meant by our DNA is what we're programmed with, right? Our RNA, all that goes into our composition of our DNA. Everything that we're programmed with from the beginning, from innocence, our real true light. So we come out, we go and see the light after we get popped in our behind, and then we're like, meow, meow. So we get out there as a baby and we learn. So whether or not our experiences are good or bad from childhood shapes us as a adolescent, young adult, and then all the way to an adult into our real life, and then we begin our legacy that we begin to teach others. But depending on how we were formulated, how we were raised, how we were in our thought and our discipline and our focus growing up, and then from our experiences, whether or not that's good or bad, shapes the outcome of our experience to others and our interaction and our relationships. I had to learn this, and I learned this from a mental health side and a behavioral health side, but I also learned it from a coaching side, and I wanted to kind of put this together with you guys to give it to you guys in layman's terms instead of using all these big words, because I don't like to for the same reason that anybody else would be like Bueller, me, Bueller, I don't want to do that. I'd rather you guys get interested in the content and make sure that it's short and sweet, precise, and we get everything done. So with that being said, that entails moving away from automatic behaviors that we're aligned to learning and groomed with. And then the balance, it gets tricky between being dogmatic and disciplined. And with that being said, some people become more extremist and able to enjoy the simple joys in life. So here's the thing. You don't want to get extremist in your patternistic discipline or focus, but you don't want to overdose in a level of being too free with it to the point that you're not disciplined or focused in your dogmatic, pragmatic level of application of that discipline and focus. So it's kind of like finding a balance. You get what I'm saying? So for the vast majority, difficulty lies in the lack of discipline and constant indulgences in other things and experiences. In any case, advertising, social media, or levels of processed food, alcohol, cigarettes, or other things, what have you, in your life. And then minimize as much as possible so we begin to dumb down our energy. Oh, yeah. And a lot of the times we end up doing things that, yeah, it is understandable because a lot of the times we dumb down our energy for others to make them comfortable. And this is where we all go wrong because we think about we'll make the effort and treat it right with exercise and a reasonable diet, but we have to think about what about our diet of energy of people we're around. So are the people around you inspiring you? Are they actually building you? If they're going to break you down, are they going to build you back up? You understand what I'm saying? What must go up must go down, correct? But you have to make sure that when you're taking somebody down, that you're reprogramming them to get back up. You don't want to do so much damage that they don't want to get back up and function properly. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that's what I meant by a level of illuminated light. And then you need to shed that light and begin to shed yourself of grief and the shadow of the former self. So when we think about all these things, we think about the professional practice of people who want to really think mastery of love, and that includes your life coaches, your wellness coaches, your health coaches, and then your LSWs, MSWs, your MDs, and your physician's assistants and things like that in facilities. And this is why I recommend people get med management in the beginning, and then on top of that, work your way down and begin to wean off over time if you can. If you realize that you need med management, that's fine. But it's some from people are medication sensitive, so you may need holistic therapy. So with that being said, with me being a life coach, wellness coach, health coach, and I'll be finishing up my stuff in apprenticeship to become a medical examiner of what we call a forensic psychiatrist, psychologist, I'll be able to treat you guys and do everything that needs to be done to be able to help you in a full self-proof, but plan your whole level of steps of going from point A to point B, X, Y, Z, through course, through fourth. And by the time it's all said and done, within 2 to 3 years, you should be on your feet. If you're still not, then you're welcome to be with me lifetime. You can come see me. And we'll continue to go and bridge the gap in between being life coaching and as I become a medical doctor after I get out from under apprenticeship and training and things like that to be able to diagnose and treat you then. But right now, I'm just your gap and someone who's like your coach and helps you get to where you need to be at mentally. And like I told you guys, it is okay for a paraprofessional to even make sure that they're still there for their client by making sure that they see a professional to keep themselves from absorbing so much negative energy or forces and things like that. Because to be in tune with all of you guys means I have to be in tune with myself and making sure my personal life, my professional life is good too. So with that being said, that's why I do it. And also, you got to practice what you preach. So I wanted people to understand that from that standpoint. So when we think about organization and cleanliness, decluttering our life, this is where we get into the spring cleaning of our life. I've really started looking at my home-based environment, my home levels of home-based business, and doing what I've been doing, my actual levels and depth of my business model and doing what I need to do for my home-based business since COVID is still going on. I decided I'm going to still make it work and make it shake. So I've been doing this long before COVID, but I knew how to be able to do it and keep it going and keep it moving as I do business and do what I have to do for the abundance mindset versus the scarcity mindset. Because at first when COVID was like, oh my God, this is going to be putting a dent in what I need to do. But I remembered I have built an e-commerce business model in 2013 and 2014. I know what I'm doing. I can do this in this model. But it. So when we think about this, we think about what's secondary. We have to try to clean up our life. We have to clean up our outside environment as much as possible. And then we also clean up our internal environment. So that means even if it's a poisonous environment, to begin to remove what's toxic and poisonous to us, mentally, emotionally, behaviorally. Then we think about this. We think about our room, our desk. We think about our bed desk, or we think about our room desk, or we think about any type of desk that we're at to do our work. Especially through COVID, some of us are in our jammies 24/7, but you got to get dressed sometimes. So what I started doing is getting myself dressed up like I'm in the office and still do my work. Just so I can get in that mindset of business. Don't get me wrong. It's okay to have my jammies on sometimes. You can't tell the difference. So when we think about this, we think about we might want to throw out some of the things that are old or that are cluttering up our life. So what I started with was starting to declutter. And here's the thing. We can all be a clutter bug, especially when we're depressed. Or when we have situational depression or anxiety or levels of inflicted suffering or grief. So when we start beginning to spring clean our life, and we have a program for that, and I want you guys to understand, I'm going to walk you through that program. We'll have that online for you guys. Spring cleaning your life is doing it from top to bottom, side to side, and then on top of that mental, behavioral, and then beginning to look at what are the parts and components that are causing us to be a clutter bug in our life and having clutter brain. You know, and doing a garage sale, that's what I'm planning on doing. I'm just going to have to go through everything I have and start cleaning out everything that I don't want, don't need. And then on top of that, there's levels and layers of decluttering life because when we think about external, internal, we're thinking about levels and layers of what do I want to do with my life. I don't want to have to walk over things. I don't want to have to sit up here, clutter bug, and drive myself nuts. So that's part of decluttering your life. The same thing with a marriage, relationship, or anything that's causing you to not thrive. So I want you guys to understand what thriving means. Thriving means positive energy. It means that even when you have negative energy around you, it's not absorbed so greatly to the point that you're not capable of working. Yeah, at some point, yeah. I'm telling you, it happens like that. We have to learn how to, like, declutter our life because we'll end up looking like a clutter bug all the way around. And I don't like that. Cleansing life, that's what you're doing? Of course, you have to cleanse your life. Because if you don't purify your life, and this is what we were just talking about in our last live, was purging our life of negative energy or negative environment and negative people. Because part of this is having a good tribe or spark team, And we'll go over that in our levels and layers of decluttering your life and the programmatics and things like that. So those programs are going to be online. I just want to make sure that I have everything aligned for you guys on the website so I can deploy them all back to back so that we can get it done. So it's like, get her done. So with that being said, that's the country. I mean, y'all, I'm from the city and the country, so if I end up having a little bit of, oh, well, country slang, grammar, stuff, just don't mind me. So when we think about we want to get rid of our toxic relationships, part of that is part of it. Anything negative or bad is not the energy I encourage. That's right. If it's poisonous energy, poisonous environment, or poisonous people, either if you can't remove yourself from the environment or the people, try to reduce contact. And going no contact, gray rocking from people who are like that is the best thing you do. And that's what we're getting into this part. You're absolutely right, Richard. So when we think about this, we get rid of any toxic relationships that we have. That includes either family, non-family, or extended family, or it could be our tribe, or anybody that we're aligned with that is poisonous or underneath the ranks of our tribe who are poisonous to us, or our mental health and well-being, or our behavioral health and well-being. So I wanted you guys to understand that. Toxic relationships in the home or workplace will sap your energy like anything else. Am I right? Am I right? It will drive you nuts. And it will drive your energy down to where you know you drive to work and you're just like, damn, I don't want to even go to this job. Man, these people get on my nerves. I hate my boss. I hate all this management stuff. And beep, 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 you know, when you're just thinking about that. But you got to change that energy when you're driving to work. And you just got to sit there and get your coffee, go buy Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks, whatever you do, what have you in the morning. You just be like, okay, let me go get my coffee. Let me go get my donut. Let me go get my crawlers. Let me get whatever I got to get. You know what I'm saying? So you got to listen to your music. You got to be like, Mr. D, he's going to work however you want it, and go diddy bop on into the job, being like, oh, Lord, let me go and get this check here. These folks here. And then you get to thinking, man, I have to work myself. I did that. And so I wanted you guys to understand my journey, because there is sometimes where the job is great, but your management sucks. So I want you guys to understand that as a business person, not everybody's meant for business either. But the thing is, that's my first love, and I'm doing well at it, even with all the rocks that have been thrown at me. There was a time where I was in deep grief when my business model got stolen. I was in deep grief, and I was upset, and I'm telling you, I was nuclear upset. I was like, beep, 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 you got me messed up, beep, 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 this is that, oh, God. But what I did is I said, let me perfect my craft, and let me do what I do, because I obviously am doing something right if somebody stole it. I'm obviously doing something right. If I'm good at this, I'm able to stay afloat. So at that point, I had to realize, you know what? Don't worry about it, because your greatest competition will copy you. You speaking the truth? Yeah. Yeah. And when I tell you guys that I had to go from that scarcity mindset of, oh, you know, this was taken from me, but what resources do I have to rebuild? Fall down 7, get up 8. Fall down 8, get up 9. Fall down 9, get up 10. And that's what I've done. Because the most successful people in life, and I will tell you guys, when I picked up this Illuminatium, it helped me with a level of enlightenment. Some of your most successful people and the Illuminatium, so I want you guys to go pick it up on Amazon. I will tell you guys that I literally picked up that book because I was in a place of being lost. I was in a place of feeling like grief was overtaking me and my life was so out of whack to where I was like, oh, my God, I don't even think I'm going to be able to function anymore. You know, and it was 2017, and I was wallowed in self-pity, and I was like, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. I don't want my butt print in the bed. You know, I was sick. I was like, my body just broke down after I graduated school. And I will tell you guys, I was sitting on my deathbed. I didn't feel good. I really literally crashed after school. I wasn't taking care of myself. I wasn't supposed to. I was working full-time at what would be part-time closest to full-time. And then on top of that, supplementing my income, and I'm disabled. So when I tell you guys that I had to go and build myself back and start working out, eating better, eating cleaner, and doing what I need to do, this is why I can tell you that it works. Because you have to begin to purge your life of things that are toxic, poisonous to you. That means mentally, emotionally, physically, sexually, and then on top of that, economically, environmentally as well. So when we think about this, we have to block the levels of fear in our mind to go and change. We have to fear not, trust the light, and trust the process. Part of that is a level of being ashamed and blocking the energy of love and abundance because we're not used to it. We get programmed to a level of being groomed to other people's non-self-love and their degradation, or levels of training of agent provocateur, or what we call levels of disorder, out of order, out of sync. So So when we start absorbing that, that's that negative energy that we're talking about. So when we were going into those affirmations, I wanted you guys to understand why the way you speak to yourself, the way you talk to yourself, and the way others talk to you shapes your mind. And shape-shifting, you don't want somebody who is a chameleon shape-shifter in negative context, but you want a shape-shifter in illuminated crystal context. So when we think about this, we're thinking about the negative emotion. I understand that it's possible to feel a negative emotion even though positive things are happening or at the same time. So you have to be able to sort all of that out. So with that being said, we have to manage and generate loving emotions in the midst of crisis, depression, or situational, or economic, or marital, or non-marital, or dating. Or we have to do that in our professional context, of going to work and feeling that same way. So now you understand why when you go drive to work, it's the $5 that you spend in a day to go get your drink and your food, to go eat, to go to work. Do that. Get up extra 30 minutes to an hour before you go on your trek to work and pick up something to eat. Get yourself and your mindset ready. Hopefully you don't blow up the bathroom when you go to work. You better get some poopy done. But, you know, like I said, we're trying to make light of this, and I want you guys to understand that I want to have a good time while we're doing this presentation. But with that being said, we have to generate the emotions that make us feel good and enjoy life and begin to feel good, whether we like the job or not, because that's a foundation to build upon every foundation or layer of bricks that are thrown at us. And we get an experience out of that, whether good or bad, to learn from. So we have to step on those formations and that pyramid of bricks to begin to get to the peak point of I am somebody, I am going to overcome this, or I am going to find a better job or a better tribe. So with that being said, you can't just quit a job and not have no income. So you've got to stay there and continue to work your mindset through that. And you might find, you might change your mindset about the job and the people and the management. That's where you have to look at crystals, illuminated lights, shed light on what you do like but what versus what you don't like so you can maintain. And that takes a long time to master. And it's a level of habit change. And we are all creatures of habit, whether good or bad, or groomed to bad habits versus good habits. So we have to think about this. We need to practice being a loving person and loving ourselves and then loving others and then from a place of organized environment, a safe and clean environment and mentally clean, behaviorally clean, and mentally clean, and then being able to understand the poisons that we all learn over time that we're groomed with, shedding that former self and getting into our illuminated three associates and groups themselves, illuminated ones. So, and that's Latin, y'all, and Greek. So in a case, it's best to rid ourselves of a toxic relationship and to establish a community of people who are loving, who are compassionate and kind. Within, I didn't say you have to be happy tree friends, like, happy. You know, we don't have to be all that because I don't like that. But we can be at least, you know, cordial and understand each other. You get what I'm saying? And then keep all aspects of our inner and outer environment together and balanced and clean, and we can be organized in all of our endeavors, whether it's personal, professional, or a little bit of both. So that's the end of this level of formatics of how that strategy works. So with that, we're going to talk about tomorrow's preview of what's going on, the complexity and psychology of self-esteem. Because we're going to finish this up. I told you I'm going to try to make it shorter and shorter and short and sweet and to the point. So with that being said, the complexity of psychology and sociology and physiology of self-esteem gets us into the levels and layer of being better from the inside out. But part of that is mastering all of these different things and the strategies and framework for that. So with that, we think about our self levels of psychotherapy versus going to psychotherapy, and we're going to talk about that. And 20 ways to release negative self-image and belief. Fear cannot hold me back. It's only a feeling. I love myself as I am. We're going to go through these slowly because I want you guys to hear it and listen to me as we're doing that. And then I want you guys to understand when you go and start looking at affirmations, when you start going and procuring those different things, I have them on Dawn Diva Coaching, IMCC Coaching, and IMCC.com for specialty appointments, and also for Team World, they'll be on there for you to be able to get the I Am affirmations that I put together for you guys to be able to listen to them and begin to start looking at a level of life and abundance and thinking and skill sets. So when you want to get up in the morning and you're thinking, okay, you know, I ain't feeling it today, get up, put your headphones on, put your little thing on, you know, if you got like a little iPod or Touch and things like that, because Apple sells them for a little bit or nothing, get you one of those or get your Apple iPhone or whatever, or if you got a Google, get your stuff downloaded, sit down, put your earbuds in, and sit there and listen to that while you're working during your day and things like that. Oh, when you have 15 minutes, put that in your ear while you're eating, and you will start to feel a level of zen. you'll start to feel your energy, your chakras, your pineal gland a bit more like at peace, and you're starting to purge that negative energy. So whether your job is zapping your energy, whether your spouse is zapping your energy, whether it's your dating partner is zapping your energy, or your tribe is zapping your energy, you can start feeling a little bit more of what they call cuius viscera. And, you know, it's Latin for the term of being able to get your levels of your visceral feelings of light, your visceral feelings of order, being able to get into an abundance mindset and feeling better. So when we think about this, you can master anything you put your mind to, and you begin to be in order to succeed. I'm prepared to fail, but I can bounce back from failure. And every failure is not a failure. It's a learning stepping stone. I am strong enough to achieve my goals and make my dreams come true. When you think about that, what does that say to you? It says that I'm capable of making my goals happen, whether I fail at it the first time. But if it takes a million times to get up to the ninth and once time, then you might succeed. And then we think about, I believe and I dare myself to trust myself. I am powerful. What does that say to you still? It says that you believe in the power of self, the true self, your true self, illuminated one, I am self. So when we think about all of these different things, we think about all the abundance mindset and the mindset of doing what we need to do to continue that level. That includes up to levels of that happens. So I dare myself to try every day. I dare myself to remove people who are divisive or agents of provocateur. That includes up to IT specialists or provokers and gaslighters, up to including Ivy Turok and Ranger C6, people who need to be fired from Council C22. Things of people who are not of illuminated light among the ranks, who are nasty, poisonous, and disgusting and despicable. So when we talk about levels of I dare myself to try every day and be proud of the effort that I put in, that means also people who are poisonous amongst the ranks who need to be demoted and removed because they are not illuminated, they're poisonous, and they're very what we call disorderly in conduct and abusive in devices, just like an IT specialist husband. For anybody who you've dated in your lifetime or anybody who has that ability and power to do those different things. So I want you guys to understand that releasing that negative self-image means releasing yourself of that poisonous person or poisonous tribe members or those that I've outlined in of that, just in that statement. So I want you guys to understand that we have to trust our inner voice. And then we have to trust our inner light and our illuminated light. And then with each passing day, we grow stronger and continue to move forward. And then on top of that, we become strong and capable and say, I win. You lose. And, you know, when I tell you guys that you have to remove yourself from certain people like being voices and like to do different things. And with that, that's where we have to get out of our negative self-talk and begin to shed light on those and humble them and shame them into a level of getting back into order or being removed amongst the ranks if you're going to be a snake. So that's what I mean by removing yourself from poisonous relationships or connections. So when we think about all these things, we think about trusting our inner voice and always believing our intuition. If something says something about someone or someone's been around you and did something that was poisonous or wrong to you and they thought it was fine to do, kind of like the person that I named, and they played in your face, then you begin a level and layer of shedding the light on them of what they've done, and you move on from it like I have. But the thing is, don't get mad. If you wanted me to say something nice about you, then you should have treated me nice instead of being disrespectful, misconduct, lame, and abusive and divisive. So therefore, if you're mad about me bringing your name up, then you should have left me alone and you shouldn't have done what you did. Those are things that you address those things and communicate effectively, and then you move on from it. There's no name calling, none of that. I just don't align with you and I don't like you. And it's just what it is. It is what it is, and it's not going to change. So when we think about the inner voice and allow ourselves to trust our intuition about someone, if something's too good to be true, it is. So when we think about each passing day, you grow stronger and continue to move forward, just as I have. I have to hop on. Okay, cool. That's cool. I'll see you soon. So when we think about this, yeah, I'm speaking the truth. So when we think about a level of I deserve joy, my body's wisdom and guidance and system, and I trust it completely, we think about I love my body deeply and I love my energy. Therefore, I'm not going to allow anyone to poison my energy up to including folks that are amongst the ranks. So when we think about all these different things, we think about I transform my flaws and acceptance and love. I choose my honor and my strength and uniqueness and beauty, and I will treat myself with respect as I expect from others. And if others treat me with disrespect, I'll still return kindness. I will still return a level of understanding that they have not grown. Then on top of that, in every situation, I will shed light and move on from it. Then on top of that, I permit myself to shine like the brightest diamond in the sky or in the world, and then begin to understand that diamonds only grow from pressure, correct? As glass and sand get formulated together, and then when we look at it, a diamond comes out of the rough. So for every brick that was thrown at me, every misconduct, lane, abusive, divisive thing amongst the ranks that was done to me, it will shed that light. And then there's a thing called karma and fate. I'll let karma and fate handle that instead of myself because I have better things to do. I have better things to shed light on. I've got better things that I want to do with my life, including up to a paradigm of light and paradigm of order and living my life in order. And part of that is getting myself in order and doing the things that I need to do to become more enlightened. And part of that is shedding light on what bothers me and move on from it. That's part of practice, guys. And it takes time. I'm telling you, I didn't start like this overnight. And it's taking a lot of time, taking a lot of shifting energy, and then on top of that, a lot of paradigm shifts and practice. It took me 6 months of coaching. What makes you guys think that it's something that goes overnight? It's a lot. So with that being said, as a regular civilian, every day as a mother and as an entrepreneur, mompreneur, and a manager of a child, I try to teach her how to remain in order, respecting her elders, just as I try to, even if my elders disrespect me amongst the ranks. So then there's a level and depth of understanding of pecking order there. And then on top of that, teaching my child so that she understands the same thing, so that as she raises her children in order in a level of light, the light that she's born with, and things like that, as we all were, maybe she's born with it, or like my son someday, maybe he's born with it. So we begin to look at our natural crystals, our yesum system, our crystals, our illuminated one that we're born with, and we begin to look at the levels of depth affirmations, start deploying them, and begin to change our mindset over time. And then I permit myself to conquer my fears and be greater than them. So fear not. Trust the process. Follow the light. Trust the light. Fear not. So I want you guys to understand that from that perspective. And the last thing is to trust the self and everything else, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. Because in the module 5, part of that is being able to understand it from that mindset. And in part 5, like I was trying to tell you guys, is we have to guide ourselves along to that and be able to understand it from that perspective, and toxic relationships have to go. Toxic environments or those amongst the ranks of our environment have to go if they're not going to change. So we think about the complexity and the psychology of self-esteem. That's what it means. So this is what the prequel to the sequel of Module 5 is for tomorrow. So we've been on here 1 hour, 2 seconds, and 17 seconds. I appreciate you guys attending the live. And I want you guys to understand that part of all this is making sure that we release ourselves of negative energy and begin to have a positive self-image and begin to purge ourselves of all these different things. And the last but not least part of this is, like they say, first comes all the pain and the rage against the wound that was inflicted, psychological, emotional, physical, and then with the tears of transformation, a natural healing will happen and manifest itself. And if it can't happen naturally, then see a doctor. See a therapist, see a psychiatrist, psychologist, see a life coach for interim gap, because we do not diagnose unless we're MDs, and that's where I'm trying to move towards, is being an MD. And I'm able to eyeball people and know exactly what it is, so when I go to the doctor, I can suggest what it is, but I would not diagnose. So therefore, I can talk to the doctor with you guys, understanding that I'm here as a gap to support you. So part of that is to be your advocate and begin to help you with your alignment and your med management, or if you're a person who's med sensitive, holistic therapies that we can deploy and do things to help you begin to understand that it's okay to be on something to help you if your life is out in disarray or it's out of order or disorder and things like that. So at that point, you want to get it back in order, aligned into your crystals, your regular light, your illuminated light before you got damaged or things like that, or psychologically, mentally, emotionally, whatever is happening to you when you're in my office. So we're in a judgment-free zone, and I want you guys to understand all that. Here's why. When I first started out a level and layer of getting therapy, I felt bad. I felt embarrassed, and then I said to myself, I don't want to be seeing a therapist. I don't want to be seeing a psychiatrist, psychologist. I don't want to be seeing someone I didn't think I needed the help. It became when I was crying and things like that and upset and angry all the time and waking up with my fist placed like this and feeling some type of way. I really felt a level layer of lost and hopeless and helpless. And then I was crying more often, and then I finally started feeling after 8 years out of the 12 years of BS that was going on. So I realized that I was falling apart. And I watched this lady, Babette Rothschild, and she's a great MSW who does great work. And she did this over 13, 14 years ago. Or something like that, long before I knew who she was. And I will tell you something that I legitimately want to thank her, because that woman has a way with her words and a way of understanding therapy and trauma and why it's necessary. And the reason why I'm relaying this to you guys is that she wrote some books, and so did several other people who've written books of how the body remembers and our body does not forget. And I wanted to keep this short and sweet with you guys. You guys can call in live now at 515-602-9765, or you can also do your
Cash App, Love Offering, $INCC Coaching, $DonDiva Coaching, Team World Online, and Top Radio Diva with Top Radio Diva, TC, myself, The Power to Do More, and log on to TopRadioDiva.com to be able to do that with the QR cash codes and things like that to be able to do it monthly or one time. And then you can also check this at 404-418-5104 or 866-727-9323. So, again, like I said, going back to the actual books and things like that, the body does remember. We have to think about the addiction to a level of love and acceptance and then trauma and how that relates. So I wanted you guys to understand that in that sense and how that works hand in hand. Here's why. When we think about how our life was supposed to be before things happened or changed, we think about the context of, I wanted my life to be better than this. I wanted my life to be a story of, you know, what we see on Disney or we see on TV and we see a fairy tale. But that's not altruistic in some cases. A lot of us don't have the resources initially to have that fantasy lifestyle, something that dreams are made of, or that Hollywood lifestyle that we see, although it's very real. And Hollywood's wonderful, amazing, fantastic if you make it and out there. It's all in what you make it, and life is what you make it. My uncle's from out there. So I want you guys to understand that Hollywood, he told me about all the glitz and glamour and all the things that you can do out there if you try to make it. So industry is great if you want to make it and you align yourself with the right tribe and the right type of people because everybody's individual. Do you understand what I'm saying? So with that being said, the body remembers everything that happens to you in life. It's whether you choose to go and move forward in life in order or you move in a sequence of out of order or disorderly in conduct and behavior mentally, emotionally, environmentally, if it's poisonous, then you're talking about factors that affect you. So the body remembers all of that. So when we think about that, it's a story of feeling powerlessness, longing of belonging, and then a rejection, abandonment, anxiety, anxiousness, the things that we talked about in the beginning, and begin to have the exact same craving for acceptance and pride to align with. So a lot of people have to learn that they experienced while having a level of addiction to wanting to be accepted or being loved, but if somebody's putting conditions all the time, then that's not the right type of love. You need to be able to have a tribe that accepts you environmentally, professionally, personally, and then on top of that, be able to be in a level of illuminated order, illumination, illuminated light, Christos, illuminated I am. So we're all born with that, but we get away from it as we get older and our experiences shape us. So it's like an addiction to a drug, except for I don't do drugs, I don't drink, I don't snort, I don't smoke, I don't sell. So when we think about all of this stuff, I'm not judging you if you do, that's your business, but I'll tell you to get off it because you don't want to do that. But if you do, then that's your business. But if you end up in my office, you know, I'm going to have to take you through, you know, detox therapy and all that kind of stuff. But I want you guys to understand it's the same equivalent of being addicted to drugs. So you are chasing that same acceptance that you had in the beginning, but you'll never get it. So with that being said, you got an unrequited level of love and accept yourself and love yourself first before anybody else does. And it teaches others to accept you as you are. And that's part of the I Am Abundance mindset. And then when we think about unfulfilled dreams and fantasies and wanting to attach oneself to someone special or a tribe or organization or people, places and things, then we have to think about trains, planes, and automobiles and all the different things that we want to go and deal with in our lifetime. But we have to make sure, does that complement us relationship-wise, business-wise, professionally, mentally, emotionally, financially, sexually, or economically? So those are all the factors that we have to think about, and we think about our beloved self, our inner beloved true self, our illuminated crystals, I am abundance mindset, and operate in order instead of out of order, out of sequence. So that's what it is in a profound sense of meaning and purpose. So with that being said, I hope that we understand this so that we can all mutually reciprocate this and then learn from each other and learn from ourselves as we go through this COVID time period. And then on top of that, begin to take this as a learning period and begin to work through all of these things, all of our losses, all of the things, all the L's that we all take. And, you know, we're just getting L's left and right. But we got to get to a point that we don't take L's. We take those losses and turn them into a learning. Learning. You know what I'm saying? So instead of saying, whatever, lose our time too. You're beginning to understand that you're going to learn how to learn times two and win, okay? So with that being said, we have a level layer of abundance mindset, illuminated mindset, and then on top of that, moving from scarcity mindset and shedding some light from the former self, the shadow self, and becoming through self-love. That is strategy in a nutshell. So that's it. I'm going to take you guys out of here, and I will be back tomorrow. See you. Bye. Also, book your appointments at dondivacoaching.com, imccoaching.com, and at imcc.com for your specialty appointments, teamworld.online for children, adolescents, young adults, or adolescents, young adults, and those that are trying to go and find their way and get into the destination motivation abundance mindset and begin to work their way towards a level and layer of setting some light, get up, and do something, don't let the world pass you by. So you guys take care. Bye.